Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm wondering if either of you have seen my panties.
Not yet. No, but I'll keep an eye out.
Can we see the panties that you're wearing?
No! Oh!
Okay.
This is Socket, the show that plugs you into young Canadian artists, and this week, we're feeling the love. I'm Angela Antle from St. John's, and I'll be taking you to the Saskatoon Farmers Market with artist Cindy Baker, who loves underwear. We'll sneak into Montreal's Musée des Beaux-Arts with artist and security guard Max Wise to see the painting he's falling for, and we'll hit the streets with Mark Klimperg's Love Empire. But first, two artists who love drawing and each other. Jillian Tamaki and Sam Weber are two of Canada's hottest illustrators. You can see their work in magazines like The Walrus and The New Yorker. And that city is where we found them. I asked Sam how he'd draw their first encounter.
Man, that's a tough question.
Well, you deal with this kind of thing all the time. You're an illustrator.
True. We met in this registration line. That's an interesting scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone was really tired and attempting to look indifferent.
No, it was kind of sexually awkward for many years. And then we hooked up in like third year.
Oh, you waited till third year?
Yeah,
why? What were you waiting for?
I don't know, being drunk enough, I guess. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding.
I have this picture of you two in your small New York studio. Well, you're in Brooklyn, though, right?
Yeah,
it's
a bit bigger.
Massive Brooklyn studio. listening to CBC radio and just drawing your guts out all day long. Is that sort of how it is?
Yeah, we have a room in our apartment that's the studio for me, and that's where the CBC goes on.
Is Sam allowed in your studio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm usually there in the evenings checking email. And
he shares a studio with other illustrators, about four other illustrators. But I work with my cat.
Now, I've shared studios with other artists, and you always get your stuff taken.
That's true. That is true. But I'm as guilty of that as I'm probably the guy who's actually taking people's stuff.
Does he take your
stuff,
Jillian?
We're artists. We're communal.
Does he take your stuff, Jillian?
Just her clothing.
Yeah, he has this thing about wearing my clothing.
But not her dresses or anything, just like sweaters and t-shirts.
Like, he appropriates things.
Does that come out in his artwork too? Does he steal ideas?
These are very probing questions. There's a
sore topic with us.
No, I mean, I think that you can't help but be mutually
influenced
when you're around the same person all the time and you see their work constantly and you see them working on stuff. And yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say that hasn't popped up.
I think part of that, though, too, is that we went to the same school and had the same, you know, general foundation in drawing and painting. So, you know, our work tends to be maybe a little similar for that reason also.
Sure.
That's my excuse. I'm sticking to it.
Well, you guys are competing, right, for the same commissions. Ever get slightly jealous of each other's commissions?
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly.
It's a love-hate relationship.
That was probably the reason we didn't get together till later in art school, too, because we were too busy hating each other.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Because you were both the most talented drawers in your
class.
No.
Pretty competitive. And hating each other, then collapsing into each other's arms.
What?
Wait, you've never heard of that cliche?
Oh, like Han Solo and Princess Leia, maybe.
What's the commission that Sam's had lately, Jillian, that you've been jealous of?
It's more when it comes to the annuals that, you know, they have for illustrators. They have good stuff in the annuals. They also have terrible stuff in the annuals. But it's sort of a crapshoot, you know? Sometimes you get picked, sometimes you don't. But I just see when he gets recognized for stuff that I don't. I guess, being brutally honest, there's only a few clients that if he were to get a job from them, I would be really mad.
Oh, which one?
I want to be in Rolling Stone, but we'll see what happens. If they don't, it's fine. It's, I don't even know why. Like, the magazine isn't even that good, but...
There you go. They'll never hire you.
Yeah, you've said it on national radio.
No, no.
Are you the woman in Sam's drawings, Jillian?
I don't know. You have to ask Sam.
Sam? Is Jillian the woman in the drawings?
Do you mean that there's only one woman in the drawings?
Yes, there's only one.
People always seem to think that's the same person.
It is the same person.
That's just because I can't draw people who look any different than that one person.
I do look like her. I've got the hair and the...
You have dark hair. A lot of people have dark hair.
So is that no, or what is that?
No, it's not you. I don't know.
You're not going to say that Jillian is the love of your life and she's your muse?
Yeah, I'm not your inspiration.
No, you lead an inspiring life, but I don't think my work is about you.
Thanks.
But your work isn't about me.
No, it's not.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I don't like drawing men, so there you go.
Works out well, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. People always ask, oh, is it so great having somebody that's in the same, you know, that also is an illustrator? And I would say 60% no, it's not great because of the competitive aspect. And the rest, yes, because they sort of understand your crazy schedule and they can give you feedback and stuff. And I just happen to respect Sam. So his opinion does hold some sway still.
We don't really talk about each other's work very much, I think, because...
Yeah, I don't go to his website.
We're a little kind of afraid of what the other person has to think or say.
Who's better at taking the feedback?
Me.
No,
I am.
No comment.
I am. I don't mean to sound arrogant. I know I am. I'm better at taking that.
Yeah? How does Jillian react when you give her feedback?
Anger.
Silence.
Silence and
stony,
anger.
Stony, stony silence.
Come on. Really?
I'm more level-headed, I think. But I'm also less talented, so.
Oh, that's sweet. Have you guys ever drawn each other a Valentine?
I did. I once did a drawing and bought a website, domain for Valentine's Day.
Secret.
Really?
And then sent her the link.
That's so sweet.
I was pretty impressed with myself.
I was impressed, too.
Wow, I'd say. So only she has access to this website?
There's a domain out there.
I didn't renew the domain, though, this year.
That link is...
It's expired.
That link is expired, 404.
Yeah.
Jillian, do you ever draw little love notes for Sam? Have you ever drawn a Valentine?
Jillian draws in my books so that if I'm reading a novel, she will draw something, several chapters ahead of where I am, so that when I reach that page, I'll have a surprise of some sort. But it's never romantic. It's usually obscene.
And you have to understand that Sam is very thin and stick-like, and it was just him naked walking from the back holding a mug. But it was
fun. Drawn in a demeaning fashion.
Yeah, it's always demeaning at its core.
But no, you mock because you love. It's endearing.
That's the only way I know how to show affection.
I'm not trying to give the impression that she's unstable or cruel to me or anything like that.
I'm the best thing that ever happened to you.
It's true. It's
true. This is Socket on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius Satellite Radio 137. Now, back to the panty raid at Saskatoon's Farmers Market with artist Cindy Baker.
Black, lacy... little heart patterns.
Are they thongs?
No, certainly not.
Are they sort of briefs?
Yeah, I'm more of a fan of briefs, actually.
Okay, so are they high rise or leg coverage?
I like the leg covers actually better because they cut less into sort of my nether parts.
I'm wondering if you've seen my panties.
No, I haven't.
Not recently, you were going to say?
Not at all.
Have you seen any panties recently?
Yeah, I might have. I did the laundry.
Would you mind describing them to me?
Uh-oh. Well, they were cotton and mostly white.
Do you remember where you saw these panties?
Yeah, I saw them at my place.
Oh, okay. And where were they at your place?
They were in my room.
Are they your panties?
Yes, they are.
Are you going to flash it? I say no?
No, not unless you ask to see them. Have you seen my panties?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen any panties recently?
No.
You haven't seen any?
Well, yeah.
Now, this is just a quick sketch, but would you tell me if this is approximately what your panties look like?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Well, they're kind of like granny panties, actually.
Kind of like granny panties. Okay.
Would you say they look sort of like this? Is this about the general idea?
That's pretty good, yeah. That's a real panty divination if I've ever seen one.
I'm sort of a panty sketch artist.
Oh, right. This is going to be like in Paris where you're going to now hound me for money for the sketch of my panty thing?
No, this is actually a public service in case you ever need it.
All right, well, thank you so much.
No problem, thank you.
All right.
Coming up on Socket, Mark Klintberg's love empire and why Cindy Baker loves drawers. But first, Max Wise is an artist in uniform. He's a security guard at Montreal's Musée des Beaux-Arts, and when he's not shushing people, he finds himself gazing adoringly at a certain painting.
Sign in.
Salut Mathieu.
Salut.
C'est quelle heure maintenant en fait? D'abord.
My name is Max Wise. I'm a painter. I'm also working as a guard at the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. And in that context, I have an incredible amount of time to dive into some of the works in the collection when I'm not stopping people from touching things and talking on their cell phones, but also a lot of time to think. Okay, so I'm going to show you this one picture. We're standing about 20 feet away. This is the spot where I would usually be standing if I'm surveying the two rooms, making sure that nobody's trying to take a little piece of Picasso home. So this is a painting by Félix Vallorton. He's a Swiss artist, died in 1925, I think. And this painting is particularly striking for me from this distance. It's like 20 or 30 feet away. And it's from this distance that I actually have a sense of the smell of the apartment, actually. The painting was done in 1904. It's called The Gray-Green Room with Woman in Black Sewing. So it's a very very clear, very dry kind of title, but at the same time gives you a pretty clear idea of what's going on in the room. So you have this woman dressed in a black robe with kind of a detailed apron, which is a hand-sewn apron, obviously. And she's sewing, perhaps she's repairing an article of clothing. And there's this incredible light coming in the room. The room is definitely a green that tends towards the gray. And but there's this incredible white light pouring in, just filling the room from outside. You have some kind of an old wallpaper, a lot of paintings on the walls. But then you have this the woman's face, which is really just charged with concentration, but at the same time, some kind of tension. There's some kind of some kind of concern there, you know? And most people come in, they go straight to the big castle. But, you know, if I'm standing here, for example, if I'm checking the two rooms, then I have this really interesting view of this particular painting right here. And I find that from a distance, it's more striking personally. I find that it's got this really incredible atmosphere, you know? Well, there's a tension that is interesting when especially thinking about the fact that this is done 10 years before the outbreak of the First World War. And she has this look on her face. She's just incredibly concentrated. She could be incredibly sad. She could be maintaining some kind of a, you know, she's maintaining some kind of traditional activity, you know, but there could be a revolution happening on the streets here, you know. I guess I love the mystery of painting, you know. I love the mystery that you are obliged to participate in when you look at a painting, you know. Again, it's the opportunity to, and you know, penetrate an image and really just kind of soak it, you know, steep in it, you know what I mean? Like it's like wading into a lake or something, and it's just to enter these worlds, you know.
To see the object of Max Wise's affection and to see his own paintings, go to our website at cbc.ca/socket. This is Socket, radio that has all kinds of art crushes. Let's go back to Saskatoon now and find out why Cindy Baker has a thing for people's panties. So, were you a little nervous about asking people if they've seen your panties?
A little bit, but I've done a lot of work with panties in the past, so that kind of thing doesn't bother me, and I've performed nude and stuff. I think performing in general is kind of scary, and performing in front of a microphone is scary too, but the panty thing was okay.
What do panties represent to you?
Oh, you know, they're a really important icon in my art. I've done lots of work about them in the past, but one really, really important one is called All Things to All Men and Women, where I try to make a pair of panties to represent every possible object of desire. And so that way, a pair of panties to me is a metaphor for a sexual object. In asking people to assume that there's every possible object of desire represented, I'm really highlighting my own lack of imagination. So when people look at the series as a whole, they can see sort of what my own imagination looks like and where the gaps are in you know, sort of what I haven't represented.
There's something, I don't know if it's just the diminutive sound of the word, panties, but there's something kind of homespun and wholesome about panties, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of my art is really awkward and cute to represent big, important ideas, really sort of heavy subjects, because it makes it a little bit more palatable, or it gives people an entry into it. I'm not talking about, you know, solving the world's problems. I'm talking about a pair of panties.
So do you own a lot of panties?
I do. That I wear myself, I have probably 40 or 50 pairs.
Really?
And yeah. And in the series that I made, there are over 200.
Do you ever wear those?
When I was making them, I didn't think about wearability, because they're supposed to be, you know, sort of wall-hung works of art. They're made out of, most of them are fabric, but there's also astroturf and plastic, and the way they look was far more important than the fit, so most of them don't even have much stretch to them.
So I never would have thought of Saskatoon as a sort of
panty place.
How do the people of Saskatoon react to this art, Cindy?
People have been really, really warmly responsive, I'd say. Today it was a little weird. The farmers market crowd isn't what I would call the most panty conscious of crowds. And in fact, I've had a lot of very plain underwear described to me today. But people seem to think it's cute and funny, which is a really good first foot in the door for me with all of my art. I like to give people something that they can bite off and chew on for a while before they realize that maybe there's a little bit more to it.
What is the little bit more to it?
Well, my art stems from a lot of things like queer theory, feminist theory, fat girl politics, and so I think right away, I know your viewers can't see, but I'm a fat girl, and so, you know, a big woman coming up to you and asking, have you seen my panties, it means a little bit something different than the average sized lady talking to more average sized people about underwear. Right away, I know my body is taboo, so asking people to think about it right off the bat is something that's supposedly not allowed.
So, did anyone today ask you if they could see your panties?
Yes, actually one person did, and I showed them. I was...
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I'm wearing a really short skirt, and it's really windy anyway, so I wouldn't be surprised if people did see my panties.
Did you wear an extra special pair for Socket?
I did wear an extra special pair. It's, you know, I've got matching sets, and I can't remember which set it was. Peek now. Okay, yeah. It's a hot pink, sort of vaguely see-through mesh with a contrasting blue band and sort of a deep aqua. The kind of love that I'm talking about in the work that I'm doing is a sort of sexual love. It's more of a lust kind of love than romantic love, but I would say that I love panties.
Well, there's Cindy Baker's declaration of love. Too bad she wasn't around in Montreal when artist Mark Klintberg took his Love Empire project out for a stroll. Love Empire was originally set up as a plywood stage and microphone. Gallery goers were invited to get up and shout out their love for anything or anybody. Mark Klintberg says he created Love Empire at a time when he was feeling quite cynical about romantic love, but his attitude has since changed.
Yeah. I'm an artist. I'm asking people to declare their love for something or someone. So if you would like to declare your love for something or someone, this is your big chance to do it, and it will be broadcast on the CBC.
It's interesting, but I'm not sure who I can declare my love for.
It can be a thing or an idea, or it can be anything or anybody that you want.
Yeah, for sure there are someone I can declare my love for. Moji, she's my niece, she is in London. And I love her more than anything in the world.
That is a great answer. That's a great declaration.
Thank you.
Okay. My name is Mark Klintberg, and I'm an artist, curator, and writer. And I recently installed a piece that's called Love Empire, which is a stage with a microphone and a set of speakers that people are to use to declare their love for something or someone. Right now, I'm a student at Concordia, and so I've come to the downtown campus to do a little experiment where I'm going to ask some people if they would like to declare their love.
Okay, my name is Mansoor, and I want to say I love Canada.
Is there something that you would like to declare your love for?
There's two things, actually. I realized last night on my airplane ride in between Calgary and Toronto, I was sitting by myself, and I realized I really wanted somebody to be sitting right beside me. And he wasn't there, and that's my boyfriend, Billy. I love him so much. I also have, despite the fact that I'm a diabetic, a torrid love affair for breakfast foods that you put syrup on. French toast, pancakes, and waffles. I frequently have a passionate morning with pancakes. That's all.
That was amazing. Hi, excuse me, do you have a moment? I'm an artist, and today I'm asking people to declare their love for something or someone.
Ah, okay. Okay.
If you would like to take a moment and think about what you might like to say, that's okay.
What I'm thinking. What?
Okay.
I think I have an idea. Okay. When should I start? Anytime. Hi, my name is Wendy, and I'd just like to share my affection, my admiration for my husband of 32 years, and to tell him that I believe with all my heart that the best is yet to come. Thank you.
That was great. Thank you so much. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. Have a great day. That was amazing. I think I'm welling up.
No, I don't really have love for anyone right now. I'm trying to think.
It can be an idea or your family or anything.
Montreal is the shit, definitely. My name's Carl, and yeah, I definitely love Montreal. I don't know. It's the best city in the world, and I don't know, a lot to do. And yeah, everything about it's hot in every way. The culture, the partying, the people. Yeah.
Okay. So do
so
I just go... Okay,
like
sure. Yeah, okay, I'll do it,
cool.
Yeah. Okay, do I do it right now?
Right now.
Okay. My name is Bree Apperly, and I declare my love for Patrick Lundin and all the Apperlys and all my friends and most of my associates. And that's it.
Yeah.
Who's
great.
Patrick?
That's my boyfriend. Yes. My current live-in. He's pretty lucky, top of the list. Don't tell my parents.
That's great.
We'd love to hear what you love about our show. Email us, socket@cbc.ca. You can also see images of all our lovely artists on the website, cbc.ca/socket. This week's Socket embraces Amy Jo Eamon, Anne Lang, Tanya Burbeck, and Ramona Deering, as well as Glenn Tilley and Tom Ronan. I'm Angela Antle. Tune in to Socket next week for art you can do yourself, from paint-by-numbers audio art with Mark Pryor to a collage party with Winnipeg art star Paul Butler.